理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 11. The Dashwoods had not known how many invitations to dinners and parties they would receive after arriving at Barton. Now, they had little time for their usual activities at home, as Sir John had previously been forming many dances and dinners at his home. Once Marianne recovered from her fall, Sir John again began planning such grand events. Willoughby, of course, was invited to all the gatherings, as well, and soon became quite familiar with the Dashwood family. Eleanor was not surprised that Willoughby and Marianne had shown interest in each other, but she did suggest to Marianne that they should not be so open about their love for each other. Marianne declared that she could not hide her love for Willoughby, and continued in the same manner, although Eleanor worried that such behavior was not appropriate in strict high-class society. When Willoughby was present, Marianne spoke to only him. Everything he did was right, and everything he said was clever. If there was dancing, they would dance together the whole night, or were standing nearby each other. Everyone else, of course, laughed at them a great deal, but they were determined to spend every moment together. Mrs. Dashwood supported the two in their love, as she believed strong emotions should be shown to all. During this time, Marianne was in perfect happiness, as she was very much in love with the handsome Willoughby. She began to forget her beloved Norland, as she was now occupied with her new love. Eleanor's happiness was not so great. She missed the lively conversations she used to have with Edward while at Norland. Here in Barton Park, neither Lady Middleton nor Mrs. Jennings interested her, although Mrs. Jennings could talk a great deal about silly, unimportant matters. She had told Eleanor 3 times already of her life story, as Eleanor was one of her favorite young ladies to talk to. Eleanor favored spending time with Lady Middleton, only because she was more silent than her mother, Mrs. Jennings. Lady Middleton rarely spoke during evening parties at Barton Park, as she was interested only in looking elegant and high class. No one usually noticed her during such events, as she spoke very little. She had no desire to know anyone very well. Of all her new friends, Eleanor believed Colonel Brandon to be the most pleasing. He was a respectable gentleman, quiet yet clever. Unfortunately, Colonel Brandon had no encouragement for Marianne falling in love with him, but was grateful for Eleanor's friendship and attention. Eleanor's respect for him increased after she suspected him of having lost a love in the past. Eleanor discovered this information during an evening party at Barton Park when they were sitting down while the others were dancing. He was watching Marianne dance, and after a silence he said with a smile, "Your sister has said that she does not approve of second loves."
"No,"
replied Eleanor.
"Her opinions are all romantic. She believes we should all fall in love only once."
"Or rather, she believes second loves are impossible to exist."
"I believe she does, but I do not know how she can believe such things. Her own father had 2 wives. In a few years, however, she will think more reasonably, not so foolishly romantic."
Eleanor responded, "Yes, she probably will. But a young person's passionate opinions about love are so charming, much more so than those calm feelings of someone older."
"I do not agree with you,"
said Eleanor.
"Her opinions are childish and improper."
After a short silence, Colonel Brandon spoke again. "Does your sister explain why she does not agree with the idea of second loves? Perhaps there are some who have lost their first love. Are they to be punished by never having a second?"
"She has never told me her reasons."
"I once knew a young woman who was very much like your sister, but was forced to leave her first love because of an unfortunate situation." Here he stopped suddenly, thinking he had said too much, Eleanor then began to think that perhaps the colonel had a particular fondness for this woman he had just spoken of. Chapter 12. As Eleanor and Marianne were walking together the next morning, Marianne announced that Willoughby had given her a horse as a gift that would soon be delivered. Without considering that their cottage has no place to keep a horse, Marianne had accepted the gift.
"He intends for his servant to bring the horse immediately from Somersetshire, his home,"
she added.
"And when it arrives, we will ride every day."
Marianne was quite unwilling to understand that accepting such a gift was not possible for their small income. This was too much. Soon after, however, Eleanor persuaded her sister to decline Willoughby's generous offer. That same day, Willoughby arrived for a visit, during which Marianne sadly told him she could not accept his gift. "But, Marianne, the horse is still yours. I will keep it until you leave the cottage to find your own home." After hearing such a tender, honest response, Eleanor realized that Willoughby and her sister had quite a serious relationship. He had called her by her first name, only used by close friends and family or a lover. The next day, Margaret came to Eleanor with more news of Marianne's close relationship with Willoughby.
"Oh, Eleanor,"
cried Margaret,
"I have such a secret to tell you about Marianne."
She told her sister with a cheerful smile.
"I know Marianne will marry Willoughby soon. I saw him cut off a piece of her hair to keep for himself."
Such an act as cutting off a lock of hair from a lover was quite serious. Therefore, Eleanor was surprised to hear such news. She then knew that the growing fondness between Marianne and Willoughby was true.